Wayne Pond is probably on the line right now. And Wayne has the word of the day on WCHL. Wayne, what do you got for us, buddy?
All right, Dr. Pond is with us here for the word of the day. Can everybody hear everybody there?
Hey, what's this probably stuff, Ron? How about that?
Hmm?
You betcha. The word of the day is Friday. Wrap-up day, huh?
Yeah.
We're sort of fading in out here, Ron. Let me take a deep breath and give you the word of the day. Apropos of this moment that you're sharing with all of those teachers and, oh, my goodness, how many other stories on WCHL. Here is the term, not the word of the day. It is ivory tower, ivory tower, just like it sounds. I-V-O-R-Y, first word, followed by tower, ivory tower. According to the wordsmith, this is a term that strikes us as almost quaint, a little bit poignant anymore. It's all about a privileged seclusion, disconnection with practical realities and the harsh moments of real life. Doesn't sound like the university that we all know and love anymore, huh? Are you with me there, Ron Boy?
Yes, I am. And the best example I can think of that ivory tower thing is years ago when Eric Munson was in charge of things over at the UNC hospital complex. I used to say he was sitting in his office in the ivory tower where it was always a perfect 68 degrees. Thermostatically controlled, 68 degrees.
All right. Well, listen, we could go on and on about this, but we will save that for another conversation. Your word or term of the day, ivory tower. According to the wordsmith, let's look back fondly with a little nostalgia, a place of privileged seclusion, disconnected from reality. Well, yes and no, huh? We'll leave that to another moment. But, Ron, have a great weekend. Good work with the teachers. Always fun to catch up with you, buddy.